Hey guys, welcome to episode 43 of the Jerusalem Lahava Audio Experience. We're going to give you tips on how you can stay in touch with your network.
You're locked in to the Jerusalem Hub Audio Experience, and it all starts in 3, 2, 1.
Basically, what this means is you made the connection. You met them online, You met them at a conference, whatever it is. How the hell do you keep the conversation going? It's
following up. There's something that I do preemptively to keep the conversation going when you meet someone new, like at a conference. So I use digital business cards, and that automatically sends an email to that person that, oh, we just connected. So they see right away after the conference that we met. But it's very important to keep a list of people to follow up with. And not only just a list, but you also have to have status on that list. Did I follow up with them? When did I follow up with them?
Right.
What was the response? So that you know how to approach the next thing.
Here's a really cool approach that I kind of took from it because I'm getting better at networking. It's definitely more his strong suit than mine, which is something that I have to work on. It just like when it comes to doing video content or a podcast or doing the work or exercising, you have to stay consistent. And the interesting thing that gets me to do it is that if you're just randomly messaging people that it's in your network out of the blue, they're gonna be like, oh, this guy has a genuine interest in me. You know, and the more you talk to them, the more they're gonna be interested in talking to you. And the truth of the matter is you gotta show that you care. You gotta show that you're in it to win it, just like they are, and you guys are willing to help each other. Don't show that you're just using them, because that's not how a network works.
No.
You know what I mean? Like it's interesting. We were talking before about wine and stuff like that. I know someone who's right now studying to learn how to make wine and understand the culture of wine. It's like, one day, you know what, maybe I'll start a winery and I'll hire this guy. He's part of my network. Like, anyone can be part of your network. Just as long as you show a genuine interest in people, they'll be interested in helping you because you're interested in helping them.
Exactly.
I blew that one out, huh?
Yeah, it was really good.
Another really cool way, if you still haven't kind of tackled the whole networking process, read the book How to Win Friends and Influence People by
Dale Carnegie.
I knew it was Dale Carnegie. I was just making sure. That's why I pointed at you. But just it really gives you the idea.
I actually didn't finish that book.
I did. It was good. You should definitely read it more than once, for sure. Mm-hmm. But it gives you the idea of how to treat people and how to understand people so that things can work in your favor as well as their favor. We're not talking about taking advantage of people. We're talking about people connecting and doing good work together.
How does that line go in the Hunger Games? And does something forever be in your favor?
I don't know.
Whatever. The point is that your network and grooming your network and always
grooming.
That's not the word I was looking for, but you know, just taking care of your network and just always like making sure that you are in touch with them. As hard as it is, it's extremely hard, and there's no denying writing to people every week and making sure that you're still in touch with them.
But everyone
is
likes
so hard, but everyone loves it.
Everyone loves when people take an interest in them.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it.
And it just keeps up, it builds a relationship with them. And sometimes these relationships are very, very important.
Oh, yeah.
And priceless. And they could take you, they could take you to the moon.
Yeah. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe on all of our content. We greatly appreciate it.
This has been Jerusalem Hub.
And always remember,
be bold,
face your fears,
and always stay consistent.
We will see you tomorrow.